First person singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Jane Meredith Doherty received an important message.
We received the fateful phone call the day of my 20th anniversary. My husband and I had planned a getaway, lined up childcare, knowing the inevitable could change our plans, in a heartbeat. Mom's valiant battle with lung disease had ended. We drove over the hill to her home, eerily quiet without the rhythmic drone of the oxygen concentrator. Her faithful caregiver wept quietly, and a hospice nurse and chaplain were present. We gathered in a circle around her, peaceful in her bed, and the chaplain read from the Book of Common Prayer. The days that followed were sleepless and otherworldly. I would awaken in the night, emailing her friends, trying to think of ways to connect. I pondered my mortality in the afterlife, trying to imagine what my mother might be experiencing. Days later, we began the task of packing up her life. While going through her clothes, I reached into a pocket and felt something small, metallic. It was a book-shaped keychain with an inscription by her beloved Charles Dickens. Squinting to see the tiny script, I read, "The pain of parting is nothing to the joy of meeting again." I put it in my jeans pocket for safekeeping. I knew I had gotten my answer. Ever the best of friends, Mom.
Jane Meredith Doherty is a retired letter carrier and a musician living in Santa Cruz County. If you have something to share, send us 240 words to firstpersonsingular@ksqd.org. For First Person Singular, this is Matilda Rand.